As ek het reg het, is Phelps se arms ook langer as die normale man, so ek aanvaar hy mag ook nie meer swem nie. Hulle moet seker sy arms nou korter sny of hy moet met vuiste swem sodat
exactly.
hy sal advantage het soos die res van die manne.
Phelps is an unusual man in the way he's built.
Mm.
But, you know, is the greatest athlete of all time probably.
Okay, so om dit in perspektief te plaas, jy mag nie onnatuurlik jou testosteron enhance nie, maar omdat iemand nou ewe skielik goed doen, moet hulle dit onnatuurlik verlaag. Dis flippin sick, man.
Martin and team, I actually have to really agree with you. This castosemia issue is very frustrating in the whole testosterone level thing. Oh, we're going to test male athletes and check if their testosterone levels are too low and allow them to lift their levels. It's like you said, where does it stop? Where does it end?
Okay, well, Bert is on the line, and he is the first person this morning to come forward and disagree with us. So he's agreeing with the IAAF, as I understand it. Is that right, Bert? Good morning. Thanks for your call.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, and you, man?
Yeah, right.
So, you stem saam met die ruling?
I do.
Hoekom?
My gevoel is, as jy gaan kyk na vrouens wat bodybuilding doen, bijvoorbeeld, hoe hulle self advantage geef door ander girls is door steroids te gebruik. Nou, die steroids skuif hulle testosteron levels op na richting die van 'n man, reg? Dan kan hulle groter spiere en naderhand lyk hulle soos girls wat nie gewone girls is nie, en dan doen hulle lekker bodybuilding competities. In haar geval het sy basis, sonder dat sy gedoop het, soos ons het kan stel, het sy naturally hierdie level. Met ander woorde, dit is amper half 'n naturally induced steroid. Met ander woorde, hy is nie illegal nie. En as jy gaan kyk na die ander vrouens wat teen haar deelneem, is hulle is super wêreldatlete. Maar hulle het geen kans teen haar nie, geen. En ek dink dis die enigste rede.
Maar wat nou,
as jy byvoorbeeld gaan kyk na die records wat sy opstel, kan ek jou nou sê, as hierdie ding nie stop nie, gaan daai records nooit deur gewone, kom ons noem dit normale vrouens gebreek kan word.
Ek dink die probleem is met die woord normaal. Ek dink as jy miskien 100 jaar in tyd teruggaan, was dit makliker om normaal te definieer. These days, what is normal in athletes? Really? If I'm saying, if you're that concerned about what is normal, then take everybody back to their original form, which is going to be impossible. Want veral met mans ook. Dis soos om te sê dat jy weet, 'n bokser wat 6'3" is, wat teen 'n bokser iemand wat net genoem wat baie korter is. Jy weet, hulle kan nie teen mekaar veg nie, want die ene het obviously. And here's the other thing we are disagree with you as well. What if another woman actually does beat her record? Mm-hmm. And does beat her? What then? You know what I'm saying? Then it's going to throw the whole thing into disrepute. Yeah. But thanks for keeping the debate going this morning. It's lekker om jou opinie te hoor. Ek waardeer dit. Dankie, Bert, hoor.
Thanks, Martin.
So at least there's one guy who's, you know, kind of opposing the debate, and I must say I'm very happy with the fact that most people are agreeing this morning.
Ek sal net graag wil weet wat dink hy van Serena Williams.
Well, she's not being tested, obviously. She's not as tall and as big as you think.
Nee, maar
that's the thing. I think a lot of people, do you know who's taller and bigger than her? It's Maria Sharapova.
But we are policing people's bodies. They are born that way.
And only women. This is the problem that I have with this whole thing, is they're not questioning some abnormally large, strong, tall men that have obvious advantages. I think that's where the problem comes in. It's where it's unfair. It's very primitive right now, and I think history is going to prove us right. For everybody who's agreeing with Professor Steve Cornelius, go and have a listen to him, what he has to say about this. Huge controversy around him at the moment. And he resigned from the IAAF. Gaan luister.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast. Julle het verseker die lekkerste show ooit op radio. Jacaranda FM.
Get the perfect start to your day with Just Juice Morning Hacks. Hack number 9.
Hey there! Want to dial up the flavor on your morning oats? Soak the oats overnight in Just Juice while you get your beauty sleep. In the morning, add yogurt, diced fruit, nuts, and honey. And just like that, voila! You've got a delish, quick and easy breakfast to get you going.
This morning hack was brought to you by Just Juice. With a 100% fruit juice blend, it's the perfect breakfast refresher. Now available in still and sparkling.
Bring on the winnings with Sasol. Head to your nearest Sasol filling station, spend 250 Rand or more, and you could stand the chance to win your share of 1 million Rand in cash and one of five new Polo Vivos. Visit sasol.com for more information. T's and C's apply. Experience the best of Russia, the culture, the people, and all the fun that comes with a trip from DSTV. To qualify, all you have to do is buy a DSTV Explorer at any participating stores nationwide. Enter the competition in store or by SMSing your name and the Explorer serial number inside the box to 33840 to stand a chance to win a trip to Russia. Visit DSTV.com for more info. DSTV. Feel every moment. T's and C's and standard rates apply.
Ek leef nie vir geld nie. Ek leef vir groei. Die soort wat oortyd werk terwyl ek my